Obviously, we've seen the progression she's seen, and obviously over the last couple of starts continuing.
Yeah, he's holding it for quite some time now and showing what he's capable of doing. He did a really nice job today. He's done a nice job his last several outings. And the intent and conviction's there. That was a nice six innings out of him today.
You've seen from Kisner as well over the last month, especially his ability to kind of find that offensive hit and really contribute on both sides. He's been strong for his staff, obviously. He's showing you a lot in some different
plays. He's done a really nice job offensively. He's taken some pretty big swings for us. Today he did a really nice job on the other side of it as well. Caught a really good game. Handled those three guys extremely well. Got mats through it. And but offensively, yes, he's put together a pretty good year.
What was it like for you to manage today with all the extra stuff going on, not having Hicks available, I assume? It must have been a different day at the office.
Yeah, it was different. Was notified in the middle of that game that he was heading in. It's different. It's going to be different moving forward, and some guys will get opportunities to grow, and we're going to see it.
Do you send a message out to JoJo, like, hey, your role's going to change today, things like that?
No, those guys, once they saw him walk out, they understand that everyone gets slotted a little bit later, and Gio and Romy did a really nice job. Yeah.
What are the emotions seeing a lot of pitching talent go out the door today?
Yeah, it's a decent amount of talent that just walked through the door. I mean, walked out. Monty's been extremely consistent for us. He's done a really nice job and enjoyed having him. He's a pro's pro. Stratton, there's not many guys better than this guy. I mean, the way he carries himself, what he does to make others better is big. He's been a big part of that bullpen, and he's put together a really nice year and created a lot of value for himself. And Hicks, we've seen him grow up and do a really nice job and mature on and off the field and put together a pretty impressive season and get some big outs for us. So we're in a position where we needed to do it, but our hope is this isn't the last time they're wearing that uniform.
Nobody knows how many moves they'll be a Bill Doucet, but if there's a sense of belief that the bat for the future is actually taking place right now,
We're setting ourselves up for having success immediately next year, and there's certain things that need to take place now in order to do that. So,
have you seen Jordan kind of see the moment this year? Obviously, the start of this year did not go the way you wanted to for Hicks. Him to get out of that and then turn himself into the pitcher that we've seen, or back into the pitcher that we've seen in the last couple months.
Yeah, it takes a lot of determination to do what he did this year. He started off the year really shaky, and there's a lot of noise around what he's capable or not capable of doing. So for him to quiet the noise and get to where he's gotten to now, where he created a ton of value for himself and just put together a pretty good year, I mean, to his credit, that takes a lot, especially when everybody or almost everybody's saying you can't do it. So he should be proud of the work he's done. Yeah.
Well, the last thing you said there was you hope it's not the last time they wear a Cardinal jersey. The three guys you traded today are all free agents. Would you welcome them back?
Would I? Yes.
Would you like to have them back?
Yeah, I love those three guys. I love having them. I love the way they compete. Jordan's a pro's pro. Stratton, I absolutely love that guy. And Jordan, to see where he started, not just this year, but in his career to where he is today, my answer to that is absolutely, yeah.
Shifting back to Max, what do you think about his time in the bullpen, during that time in the bullpen, has changed the trajectory of this season?
Yeah, sometimes you need a mental break to get out of the rut. And sometimes when you sit there in the pen and you're out of the role that you know you really want, it makes you hungry. And you get convicted behind what you want to do. And I think we're seeing the benefits of that, of a little bit of a mental break, but then him being hungry to say, hey, listen, I'm tired of watching someone else do what I'm supposed to be doing. Give me the ball. It's looked good. Yeah.
Well, he's one of two guys that are under contract starting pitchers for next season.
Yeah.
Is he doing enough to show you that he could be a guy counted on next season?
Yes, he is. I think we're seeing a completely different version of the first half, Steven Matz, and this is the one that we bet on. So, yeah, as of late, it's been really good.
Today, obviously, is a little bit of fire drill. With the opportunity that pops up from JoJo just as a result of that game on rails, are we likely to see maybe some more of that over the next couple weeks? See how we kind of fix that?
Yeah, there's going to be opportunities for some guys once this all settles down to really step into some roles for growth. And it'll really benefit them for the remaining part of this year, but definitely next year. JoJo's one of those guys, and he stepped into it really well. He's been doing a nice job the last several weeks. But, yeah, they're going to be counted on a little more and differently, and it'll be a really good opportunity.